On Friday, February 1st, 2008, a critical incident happened at the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club. This incident included a little girl, who I will call Mary. Mary got dropped off by her mom at around 5:30 p.m., and she came over to play with me, another service volunteer, and a few other kids who were building an amusement park from Legos. She started talking to me, and as we talked, she explained how it was her first time there. She seemed apprehensive to meet new people and stuck by my side. As the evening progressed, we went and drew with markers and crayons, and she met some new kids. We then went to the gym, where she became friendly with two other girls and played with them for the rest of the time. Before she left, though, she asked me, "Will you be here next week?" And my answer was, "Yes." My role in this incident was helping Mary adjust to the new environment and make new friends. As a volunteer, I was able to guide her through the Boys and Girls Club, allow her to meet new people, and become more comfortable with the new settings. Through this incident, I really listened to what Mary had to say. By listening to her, I was able to better comprehend what she wanted to do and how I could make her more comfortable at the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know how much I can speak for her, but I do know from what she told me that she was more comfortable and happy than when she came in. My understanding of this incident at the time was that I helped a child adjust to the new environment, but now I realize it was much more than that. I realize how big a role the volunteers play in these children's lives. A lot of these children come to the club every day and play games, eat snacks, and do homework with the volunteers. Volunteers can influence the child and help them be comfortable and happy in their environment. As I learn from my service learning experience, I'm also beginning to understand the important role volunteers play not only in the setting of the Boys and Girls Club, but any volunteer position in general. I'm also starting to learn the implications of speaking for others and incorporating the ideas of some of the authors, such as Cruz, an author of A Challenge to the Notion of Service in My Service Learning. Through my service at the Boys and Girls Club, I am constantly learning, and one of Cruz's ideas, emphasizing learning as opposed to service for the common good, complements my experience at the club very well.